Blog Talk Radio.
Here we are. Here we are. Here's for the people.
Egyptian mummies and a flag of a moon, and can't find food for the starving tummies. Pay no mind to the youth, cause it's not like the future depends on it. But save the animals in the zoo, cause the chimpanzee them a make big money. This is how the media pillages on TV, the picture is savages and villages, and the scientists still can't explain the pyramids. Evangelists making a living on the videos of ribs of the little kids, stereotyping the image of the images, and this is what the image is. You buy a car, keep on stand, all of a sudden you are there in Indiana Jones. And I keep all the gold and keep all the scrolls and even the bird bones. Some of the worst paparazzis I've ever seen and I've ever known. Put the words on this place that the world can see, and that's all I will ever show. So the ones in the west will never move east and feel like we'll be at home. Get tricked by the beast, but the way them are gonna flee when the monster is fully grown. Salamonic lineage where them still can't defeat and them could have never clone. A spiritual DNA that prints in my soul, and I will forever own, Lord.
Yeah. Sabali. That's patience. That's what the old folks told me. Can you get with that? Discovering a world before this world. A world buried in time. Uncovered with rhymes. No realer.
We born not knowing, are we born knowing all? We growing wiser, are we just growing tall? Can you read thoughts? Can you read palms? Can you predict the future? Can you see storms coming? The earth was flat, if you went too far, you would fall off. Now the earth is round, if the shape changed again, everybody would have start lost. The average man can't prove up most of the things that he chooses to speak of. And still run research and find out the root of the truth that you seek of. Scholars teach in universities and claim that they're smart and cunning. Tell them find a cure when we sneeze, and that's when their nose starts running. And the rich get fixed up when we get cut. Wanna heal them broken bones in the bush with a wet mud. Can you read signs? Can you read stars? Can you make peace? Can you fight war? Can you milk cows? Even though you drive cars, can you survive against all odds now?
It's crazy. When you feed people the truth, you don't know how they're gonna react. You're scared of wrongdoers, people that's just ignorant. You're scared of the truth. For now, who wrote the Bible? Who wrote the Quran? And was it a lightning storm that gave birth to the earth and then dinosaurs were born? Who made up words? Who made up numbers? And what kind of spell is mankind under? Everything on the planet we preserve and can it. Microwave it and try it, no matter what, we'll survive it. What's you? What's man? What's human? Anything along the land we consuming. Eating, deleting, ruining. Trying to get paper, what? Gotta have land, gotta have acres, so I can sit back like Jack Nicholson, watch niggas play the game like the Lakers, in a world full of 52 fakers, gypsies, seances, mystical prayers, you superstitious, throw salt over your shoulders, make a wish for the day, cuz, like somebody got a doll of me, sticking needles in my artery, but I can't feel it, sometimes it's like part of me, but I got a real big spirit, a fearless, Don't you try to grab hold of my soul. It's like a military soldier since 7 years old. I held real dead bodies in my arms, felt their body turn cold. Oh, why are we born in the first place if this is how we gotta go? Damn. To all the wisdom and knowledge seekers of the world. Sabali. Patience. Yeah.
What's going on, my people? You are now live with Kendra Justine, the goddess. I appreciate everybody who's on the line. I see y'all. We're here on this Thursday night, and we're going to get it in straight to the topic. First, I want to remind everybody, go to the site, KendraJustine.com, subscribe if you haven't. You will see a red banner on the site. All you got to do, put your email address in there, and you will get exclusive updates. I mean, things that are not going to be on a YouTube channel, things that you won't find on Blog Talk or any of my social networks. It's going to be strictly exclusive information that I have coming for you all. So I appreciate everybody that's on the line tonight. As you know, tonight's discussion, the power of thought, you know, for anybody who hasn't heard any previous episodes, definitely make sure you check out the 30 Days to Success Challenge, because that's a full 30 days of listening that can really get your mind geared on the right level. One more announcement. Also, make sure that you tune in on YouTube. November 11th is the season premiere of season 2 of the Kendra Justine Show. And if you enjoy last season, which a lot of people did, trust me, you're going to enjoy season 2, because I've been putting a lot of work into it, legitimate information, you know, taking it to a whole nother level, all right? So tonight, let's get into the topic, the power of thought. The reason I'm even having this discussion is because, you know, we all have social networks. So I see a lot of people, a lot of my social network friends, you know, there's a lot of complaining going on. There's a lot of hardships going on. And definitely we have all dealt with hard times. You know, when you think of anybody who you feel is great in your mind, you know, anybody that you may look up to or that you looked up to before, it was a point in time in their life they probably had to overcome things that maybe you won't even know how you would overcome that. So to make a long story short, everybody who has the luxurious or so-called luxurious lifestyle or is living the life of their dreams all have one thing in common. That is that they understood at one point in time or another that they had to become in control of their own thoughts. Okay? Thoughts literally turn to things. That's what the 30 Days to Success Challenge was about. It was about shifting from a negative state of mind to one that's more conducive, or a so-called positive state of mind. But on this episode tonight, we're going past positive and negative thinking, because it's bigger than that. Okay, that's a small aspect of it, and that's one perspective. But you know, it's not even about judging your thoughts. It's about just understanding your thoughts. Okay. You know, sometimes people try so hard to think positive, and that's hard, you know, especially if you're not already in that state of mind. So how do you do that? I would say the first thing that you need to do is just realize, first and foremost, that everything that you see around you, your circumstance right now, okay, believe it or not, even if you feel like, oh, no, if it's because of her or it's because of him or if this didn't happen, I wouldn't be here. Everything around you, everything that you're going through is a result of your past thoughts. Everything that you've been thinking up until this point has led you to right where you at, okay? Shouts out to everybody on the line, because obviously something led you here, and this is great for you to be on the line because it's a very powerful episode, okay? So when you start getting into metaphysics, I'm not sure who's, you know, if you know anything about metaphysics, but Google it. It's also a book that I want to throw out there called The Holographic Universe. If y'all would like this book, the PDF form, definitely subscribe to the site. You know, I can send that out to y'all. I have the PDF version of The Holographic Universe. But the book will totally change your mindset. And the reason I love reading is not necessarily to know this and know that or say I read this, but the more that you read things, the more that you kind of can get your conscious mind out of the way. Because sometimes when we're introduced to new information, the first thing that your conscious mind does is try to block it out. That's also like the ego, as I like to call it. It tries to block it out. So, you know, we're on here talking about spiritual things right now. I'm telling you that everything that you see around you is a direct result of your thoughts. The first thing your mind's doing is, no, because I didn't think this, and why would I, you know, why would I put myself here? I wouldn't have wanted to think myself to this place. So that's already the conscious mind trying to get in the way. So the more that you learn the correct information, you can try to take those old trains of thoughts out. What does it say in the Bible for people who read the Bible? You cannot put old wine into new wineskins. So anytime that you're getting new information, to make that information useful in your life, you must clean out the old processes, the old thinking processes. Think about people who go to self-help things. You know, how many people go to self-help seminars or how to start a business? And out of all those people, who actually does what they went there to do? You know, we can all go to listen to a great motivational speech. Let's not even talk about that. Let's just talk about church. How many of us, how many people do you know go to church every Sunday, but it seems like their life is not changing? It might change for Sunday. Everybody's like, oh, hey, brother, sister. You know, but when they get home, they cussing each other out, and it's all back to square one until Sunday again. But the reason that happens is because we have a process, you know, we're accustomed to still having those old wineskins. So you have to renew yourself. You got to renew your mind. And one of the best ways to renew your mind, as I always say, and I will say it every night, one, make sure you meditating for at least 15 minutes a day. One of my Facebook friends, Markel, shouts out to him. I don't know if he's on the line tonight, but he told me to Google hip-hop meditation music. I didn't even know they had hip-hop meditation music. So I'm sure most of my listeners in the hip-hop definitely look that up, because music helps you to meditate. You know, that will really get you into the mind state that you need to be in, okay? And then and the second way is new information. You got to read. As I said, the Holographic Universe, if you have not subscribed on the site, go to KendraJustine.com. Put your email address in the red bar. I got jewels coming, okay? I got stuff for the pineal gland coming, like, for real. You know, I'm really doing this to help people use the same tools that I use, you know? We're all in this thing together. So let me hop on into it, all right? We all know about the law of attraction. Everybody loves the law of attraction when things are going your way. But as soon as you attract something that you don't like, oh, the law of attraction don't work. Bump the law of attraction. I wasn't thinking about that. But we really have to be cognizant, because, see, people are thinking things. You might have thought, just had a thought. You might have had a judgment about somebody coming down the street. Oh, I would never do that. You might say that to yourself. And then a week later, you find yourself in a situation, and you don't even correlate it to that judgment that you placed upon somebody else. That's why it says don't judge. Because that same judgment is going to be used up against you. That's because that's part of your thoughts. This is deep, y'all. Okay? The law of attraction comes straight from the laws of Tahuti. Some people know them as the seven hermetic principles, but it dates back to Kemet. So the original terms is the seven laws of Tahuti, the seven universal principles. You can go to the website, KendraJustine.com/live. That's the blog site, and you'll see all the seven hermetic principles there. I completely live by these principles. This is the stuff they should be teaching in elementary school, but they don't teach this. But once you master these seven principles, at least in understanding, you will see that you have a completely different type of control over your life, okay? All seven principles to me is like the law of attraction in one. But the first principle, well, one of the first principles is the principle of mentalism. And the principle of mentalism says that the all is mind and the universe is mental. That's what the Holographic Universe is talking about. Great book. Like I said, make sure you read that. If you don't have it, hit me up. I'll get you the PDF version of that book. All right? But the all is mind. The universe is mental. That sounds good, but people don't understand how true it is. Thing that has ever been created, the bed that you're sitting on, the couch that you're sitting on right now, the telephone that you're on listening to this show, At one point, it was only a thought. When you think even in those terms, you'll really start to realize, like, wow, if you can think something, that means that it's in you to bring that thought to fruition. Period. Because if it wasn't, you wouldn't even have the ability to think about it. You know how infinite this universe? Even with your greatest thoughts, you still have not thought about even, not even 10% of everything. So your greatest thought, you can make that come to pass. That's why that's in you. That's why you had that thought, because you were the person that's supposed to bring birth to that. So many times we get wrapped up in competing with other people or wanting to do what somebody else is doing or wanting what somebody else has, and we're missing our own backyard. All the gems are there. There's enough for everybody. This is a place of abundance. So when we stop focusing on everybody else and just come into ourselves, focus on our own mind, get rid of those old wineskins and replace them with new, I promise you all this information that I'm talking about, as well as other people who are spitting these type of gems, really trying to help, because once you really start to realize it, you realize, like, wow, you know, at first it's hard, I'm not going to lie. When I first started trying to change my thoughts, because I feel like I was a very negatively oriented person, that's just being honest. You know, I grew up around people who was pretty negative, so I took on that too. So it was hard. You know, it was like, you know, it was worse than going to the gym working out. You know, it was like hard exercise for the brain trying to be positive. But then I was like, you know what? Let me stop trying so hard. Let me let it go. One thing that I did believe was in the law of attraction, and I do believe in the seven universal principles, because you can't get around it. You can see it in everyday life. So I was like, if this is true, that means I'm really the one creating these things that I see. And it's hard. It's a hard pill to swallow, you know, because it's way easier to point the finger at somebody else. Trust me, everybody loves to do it. And that's why most people are in the same situation. What percentage of people actually live out their dreams? A very small percent. Because that's a hard pill to swallow. But once you really take full responsibility for your life, that's when you will begin to see change, all right? Another thing that I wanted to touch on tonight about the power of thought, cut the television off. I'm going to say this every night as well. Get rid of the television. Get rid of the radio. Get rid of all of that stuff, especially if you're really digesting it. The type of warfare that is out is a psychological, spiritual warfare, y'all. Everything is spiritual, but I'm not even going to get into that. Because we understand, everybody on the line understands that everything is spiritual. But it's a psychological warfare that's also being played, okay? Movies, the stereotypes. You see black women, they make it seem like all black women, oh, I'm independent, I don't need a man. And in real life, I bet you most, if you really think about it, a lot of the sisters you know not even like that. How many times you seen a sister being got done wrong and still with her man? Because we love our brothers, you know what I'm saying? And I know I'm speaking for a lot of sisters because that's how we feel. But when you look at TV, oh, the black woman's strong, we don't need a man. So now it's a whole generation of people that's coming up kind of with that mentality. That's psychological warfare. They're putting out these images that are not even true. So they're putting that into your subconscious mind. And so now when you see a regular woman that you might not know, you might think, oh, all black women think they don't need a man. Okay? Or all black men are drug dealers or whatever. All this foolish stuff that they put on a television screen, which is not true. But those are sinking into your thought processes. So we have to be cognizant of this. Stuff that we're sharing on social media. Let me just get on Facebook, you know what I'm saying? You always going to see something, a fight breaking out. Think about how many fights you done seen. It's like one fight was shared, and then it just become a thing like every day it's new fights, new people fighting, new people trying to make it on World Star Hip Hop, I guess, trying to get on the book. What we focus on grows. Police shootings, police brutality. Have you ever seen police brutality just in your face like that? No. But what we focus on grows. So the more people share it, the more it's going to happen. People sharing it and it's not doing anything but increasing the activity, which is going back to even the law of attraction, okay? What we focus on grows. The easiest way to change something is to stop looking at it. In my life, I really, police brutality doesn't affect me. And honestly, I don't know anybody who's been killed by the cops, you know, personally. I don't. And I bet you that's the case for most of us, but when you look on Facebook, you'll think everybody getting killed by the cops. You see what I'm saying? And I'm not picking up for them or nothing. I'm just saying be cognizant of what you think. When I pass a cop, I don't even care. You know, I don't even – it was a point in time when I used to see a cop car, a cop light, I'd get nervous. I ain't going to lie. It's like something in my body would just react to it. Now I really don't care, you know. And that's even when I was still doing things I had no business doing in cars. Or, you know, what I would say legally, you know, I was driving for like 3 months with no license. I didn't care. I passed plenty of cops. It didn't bother me. They're invisible to me. I'm not affected by them. You see what I'm saying? Now, if you run around with the oh, I wonder what these cops going to do kind of mentality, you're going to attract that to yourself. Facts. Okay? So I just wanted to touch on that and make you realize, just pay attention to the things that you're seeing on a regular basis. And see how it affects you. See how it affects your emotions. See how it affects your psychology. Most of the thoughts that you think, they're not necessarily just coming just straight from you. We receive thoughts from the universe. Why do you think when a person comes up with a great idea or a great invention, it's like, damn, how did they think of that? They didn't think of that. Because the only thing that you can think of yourself is with your conscious mind. What does your conscious mind consist of? Information that you gather while you are here in this lifetime. That's it. So if you didn't read a book about rocket science, you're not going to know anything about rocket science in your mind. You see what I'm saying? But there are people who didn't read anything about electronics or about apps. They don't know how to program computers or anything, but then they come up with this brilliant idea or a brilliant idea for a social network. Where do you think that comes from? They're receiving those thoughts. But in order to receive higher frequency thoughts, you have to be in a higher frequency state of mind. It's not about being the smartest person or having a lick or having to connect. It's not about none of that, y'all. It's really simple. You know, we live in an abundant place. We came here to live in abundance. What did Jesus in the Bible say, so-called Jesus? What did he say in the Bible? You are God's. He said, you are gods, ye are gods. He said, the things I can do, you can do greater things than these. That's in the Bible. And I'm going to make sure next episode, I'm going to actually tell y'all what scripture that comes from. Because that's powerful. So once we accept responsibility for our life, I swear you'll see everything change. I mean, accept responsibility for your failed relationships. Accept responsibility for how much money you making and you not making. Accept responsibility for the good and the bad. We'll take credit real quick when it's to our advantage. Oh, look what I did. I did that. But then when you attract something that you don't want, it's everybody else's fault. And you wonder why there is no progress. You see what I'm saying? So that is the premises of this whole conversation, y'all. The universe is mental. Everything that you see before you was just only a thought in somebody's mind. It starts in the mind, then you put it on paper. That's why I always tell people, write things down. A lot of times you might get a brilliant thought, and then if you don't write that thing down, it's going to leave you. I guarantee you. You'd be like, dang. Sometimes you might not even remember that you had a thought, because that's how it happens, because you're receiving these things. We're antennas, all right? We take too much credit for ourselves. We take too much responsibility. I'm great. I'm this. I'm that. I should be able to do this. And then we fall short and wonder why. That's because we don't understand ourselves in context of the universe. Yes, we are gods, but if you were gods, you got to act like a god. You got to live like a god. You got to perceive things like how God does. And a god receives. A god don't work hard. A god thinks, and it is so. What does the Bible say? You know, even when you look at Genesis, just read that again, and then you could see how everything began as a thought. And then God saw that it was good. Even creation in the Bible started like that. okay? All of these universes, everything that you think about, you create. If you want to see more positive things in the world, think about those things. The more you fight against what you don't want, the more you're going to get of it. Stuck in a money situation right now, keep thinking about how you got money problems. I bet you every month you're going to have money problems. Every single month you're going to find yourself with money problems. It's going to get worse and worse. Dang, I never have enough money for rent. And you're not going to have enough money for rent. That's just how it goes. You see what I'm saying? So once we really start focusing, you'll see things change. And I know it's difficult, y'all. So I'm saying this from a point of I worked. I tried so hard to shift from just what I don't want to what I do want. You know, then I was stuck on the point where I was like, man, if I just had enough money, everything would be straight. I'll feel better. Everything will work out. But I'm going to tell you the secret. And I'm going to be honest. I'm going to have a real moment right now. You know, I have my own business, which I always used to talk about, the photography studio, whatever. So with any business, you have your ups and your downs. What I started to realize is that every time I had money, I felt like boss. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm on top of my game. You can't tell me nothing. I'm winning. I'm good. As soon as I get low on funds, I shrivel up. You know what I'm saying? I used to lose that confidence. You know what I'm saying? And every time you do that, you get hard on yourself, and guess what's going to come right behind it? Negative thoughts. And you're going to find yourself in the same circle. I used to think, like, man, I wouldn't go through this only if I had money. Don't you see, God, if you give me money, I would be fine, and I could do all these great things I want to do? That was my mentality. But when I started to get it, I got to the point where I was like, you know what? I could be broke. You know what I'm saying? I can owe money. I can have $0 in my wallet and feel like the God. You understand what I'm saying? Things that I have don't have anything to do with how I feel. I don't need anything. Even the things that I do have, you know what I'm saying? I'm not, put it like this, I'll say this. I'm not blessed because I have things. I have things because I'm blessed. We'll say that. We'll use that word blessed for right now. That's why I have things. You could take all these things that I have away from me, and that ain't going to make or break me. Whether I have a dollar in my wallet or $1,000, that it makes me no difference. I don't even think about money. My relationship with money is just a tool, you know. You need a hammer when it's time to hammer in nails and stuff like that. You need a screwdriver when it's time to screw screws. You need paint when you want to paint a canvas. When you need money, you got to think about what you want money for. What do you want money for? Is it to travel the world? Is it to pay your bills? What is it for? So when you know what you're going to do with your money, then you can become responsible on how you use it. And watch, you will have no money problem. It'll be flowing in your life like water, flowing in and out. It's a simple exchange of energy. We put too much emphasis on money. We make money our God, okay? I have about 90 seconds left, y'all. But, yeah, we make money our God. And I want you to know that money don't got shit on you. Excuse my French, okay? I'm trying not to cuss on a radio show like that. But money ain't got nothing on you. Know that. What's inside of you is greater than anything that we can even conceive. You have a soul in there. And that soul is capable of all things. That soul is connected to all knowledge. All right? So tap into that spiritual side. I got about 50 seconds left. Make sure you meditating, y'all, 15 minutes a day. Like I said, shout out to Markel, the guy. He went on my Facebook today. He told me, look up hip-hop meditation music. I'm doing that tonight. That sounds fun. Start meditating, and you will see your whole mentality changes. If you want to create those new wineskins, meditate. And watch, you're going to turn around and be like, damn, how did I become this person? When the hell did that happen? I don't know how it happened, but I'm feeling it, and it's working for me. But I appreciate everybody for tuning in. 19 seconds left. Y'all go to the website, KendraJustine.com. Put your email address in there. And I promise you, jewels are coming, all right? I see everybody that's on the line. I appreciate y'all for tuning in each and every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night. I love y'all. Good night. Peace.